we are very lucky because this morning we have Tasha on the phone. Morena, Tasha.
Morena, kia ora, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You enjoying New Zealand Music Month?
Yeah. I love Music Month.
I bet you do. So can you tell a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, your iwi, and a little bit about your upbringing?
So no Ngā Puihau, I'm from up north. I'm from Matangiro, Wainui, Matauri, Tamapuria. I'm a Hohaia, so I spend lots of time up north, and then for birthdays, Christmas, holidays, and then spent lots of my time growing up in Auckland and with school and everything. And yeah, now I'm working and doing music and just doing life.
yeah. So how did you get into music, and like what were some of your musical influences that helped you get along on this journey?
I always liked singing, but I stood out that much with family because they're like, oh, you know, everyone sings. But then school, they were like, oh, actually, you can sing. And they'd get me to sing like little solos. And then, my nana would get my sister and I, and she'd be like, get my baby to sing at this thing. And so she'd get us to whenever her friend should take us around to her in Kaikui, she lives in Kaikui, and so she'd take us around to all her friends' houses and be like, these are my moko, sing a song.
proud whānau.
Yeah.
We seen you at Ngā Pui Festival. That was awesome. Did you have fun?
Oh, yes, it was so fun. I loved it. It was like such a fun vibe. They were like, oh man, I love the ice cream.
It was good, eh? Like, even though it was like raining and then sunny and rain, it was just really, really good atmosphere. No drama.
Yeah, no drama. The rain, I think the rain made it even more fun. People just let go and didn't even care about what they looked like or what happened. They're just like, who cares? Let's just have a good time.
I know there was lots of running mascara and all sorts going on, but, you know, it was a great time. For young women like living here in the far north, who want to pursue music, what advice would you give them?
I would say to get things. Like, because for me, I took ages to do things because I thought, oh, you know, I'm waiting on a big break or, you know, waiting for that right connection. But then I just started doing things myself. So, like, my first song that I released, I recorded it on my laptop. Like, it wasn't even in a studio. It wasn't Flash. I didn't even have any cool microphones. I learned how to do a proper picture and get it onto iTunes and, like, and that if I hadn't have done that, I don't think my label would have picked me up. Like, one of the reasons why my label liked me is because I'm proactive and I can get things done without waiting around. And so, yeah, I just say keep recording things on YouTube and write songs now and record them and get them, just get it done. Don't wait around for someone else to pick you and to record, because they're often waiting on someone who's just proactive and getting something out there themselves.
That's right. Don't procrastinate. Get out there and do it.
Yes.
what's in store for the future with you, Tash?
I'm still working. I work in a tertiary institute. I'm all about education, but I love music too, so I'm going to keep getting singles out. For the rest of this year. I've got a new one. It's called Catching Feelings. And so that's this, you know, the second one for this year. And what else? I want to get into construction law in the far north in the next few years. And I also want to get like a talkback thing going for like young people.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So you like working with young people?
Yeah. Well, I just think there's so much brains and energy that doesn't, like, you know, might not be said in a real flash way, but I think there's so many good ideas that are coming from young people, but they're not heard and at a high level. And I reckon if you can get away, like, figure out a way to
get their voices young, heard.
Yeah, well, not just young people, but, like, other people coming alongside those young people are just as important too. And so,
yeah.
But, yeah, just making sure it gets heard.
Yeah, so you just mentioned your new song, Catching Feelings. Now, what's this song about?
Well, you know how you can catch a cold?
Yeah.
Well, it's like you can also catch feelings for someone. Well, you know, like you hang, you know, when you're with someone and then you realise, actually, this person's really cool, and you might not have really thought that you'd catch feelings for that person.
Right.
But you did.
So it's a bit of a love song?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So I ask all Kiwi artists this for New Zealand Music Month, but what is your most played song on your phone at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, it's One Call Away. Charlie
Poo. Yes, that's an awesome song. I know you're busy, Tasha, so one more question. Have you got any last words you'd like to leave with our listeners here in the Far North?
Oh, yes, I'd say do things where you are to do the extraordinary. Sometimes you have to do the average and the mundane, boring things, so just keep on going because it all adds up to something great.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, Tasha, for coming to and speaking with us. Are we going to see you anytime soon performing in the Far North again?
Yes, well, perhaps my nana will bring me to your house and drag me out. But no, I'm up there every few weekends, so you might spot me around.
Hey, awesome. Maybe you have to come up and play us some music here up at Tehuku Media.
Yes, I'll let you guys know when I'm up.
Hey, that would be awesome, Tash. Hey, thanks a lot for coming and talking to us here at Sunshine FM, and we wish you all the best for the future. And, thanks heaps.
Thank you, too. Happy Music Month.
Yes, you too, Tash. And here is